Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals, and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi X. Pick 2 with Multi X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Maurice went to Lethem in search of Catalina, and Danny took him to the ranch he had been told she was staying. However, he found out from the caretaker that Catalina and the ranch owner's daughter had gone to Brazil. Later, Danny and Leah were having dinner when Rachel turned up badly bruised after a beating from Sydney. As we return, Unique is calling Dinah.
Hello?
Granny?
Unique?
I in labor. Me and Kevin going to the hospital.
Oh, Father. All right. I will help them girls at the restaurant. Tell Kevin pass for me so I could go down the same time with the house.
Okay. Oh gosh.
You okay?
It's a hot contraction, Granny.
Unique, come on, baby. I'll bring the car in the front now.
We coming, Granny.
Morning, Miss Dinah.
Morning, Kevin. Y'all pass and pick me up.
Okay.
Oh gosh. Kevin is white, get myself in tow.
Take your time, baby. One step at a time, let me go.
Oh.
You look like you're gonna make this baby before we meet at the hospital.
No, that can't happen.
All right, Kevin. I know we want to meet, but don't drive so fast. We ain't want to crash.
All right, Miss Dinah, I got this.
All right, Unique, breathe.
Pass me the cup of ice. Let me suck on the ice.
Look.
Thanks, Granny.
Hang in there. We can get to the hospital soon.
Jacob, you know how much me and Maria miss you?
I miss y'all too. Don't worry, I'm coming home soon. Where Maria?
She and Mary gone to the shop.
All right.
I hope you ain't doing anything with them girls in the mining camp.
Besides, I send all my money home to you. I can't afford these girls out here.
Good.
When I come home, it gonna be me and you.
Well, we gonna got to send away Maria and Thomas if he's here.
I miss you so much, my sweets.
Every night you's the last thing I think about before I sleep.
and I pray that the Lord protect you.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. It's something I wanted to talk to you about, though. And since Maria's out, now is a good time.
What's that?
Maria asked me if her friend can stay here. The girl in some kind of problems with your family.
What kind of problem?
The girl begged her not to talk. I'm in two minds. I said I need to talk with you first.
Well, you know you got to be careful with things like this. How old is this girl?
15.
A minor? She's still supposed to be under your parents' control.
You think I should talk to them first?
I'm not sure you should even get involved at all.
Okay. But this thing really weighing down on Maria. I could see she worried.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because of what happened to her with Ralph.
Well, you know what, Skeeter? Although I'm worried, I can tell you to make the decision. Because at the end of the day, I only come home for a few times a year.
I know.
So go with whatever you feel is the right thing to do in your heart.
All right.
Maria got a good heart. God give you a good child.
Yes.
I'm still hurting from what happened to her. Every day I just wonder if I was there and not in Suriname, if things would have been different.
We can ask all the what-if questions, Jacob. But everything happened already. And we got a little blessing out of it because look how much joy Mary bring every life.
True.
You can't feel guilty more than me as the mother who been right there. Anyhow, we pick myself up and we move on.
Maria gonna be okay.
And so will Mary.
I couldn't protect my daughter from a predator, but I certainly will protect my granddaughter.
We will as a family, Jacob.
Anyway, I got to run. Like I said, you're free to decide whether or not you want Maria's friend to come there.
Okay.
Love you, my sweets.
Love you too, Jacob.
So, Mrs. Squires?
Yes, Doctor?
How are you feeling now?
Well, since I got the epidural, so much better.
It's like night and day. I can't believe this is the same person who was crying out for pain an hour ago.
Granny, you think them contractions easy?
Babes, I would take them away if I could, baby.
Kevin, be quiet. Y'all men got the easy part when it comes to making children.
I will say no more.
I'm glad you're in better spirits now. So, you've opted for natural birth since you're virally suppressed.
Yes, Doctor.
Doctor, I still concern. Is there still a risk to the baby? I mean, is a lot of blood and other fluids we're dealing with when this baby come out, you know?
Granny, I explained this thing to you how many times?
But let the doctor tell me again.
Virally suppressed means that Mrs. Squire has less than 200 copies of HIV per milliliter of blood. However, to ensure that she does not transmit the virus to her baby, her viral load must have been less than 50 copies in her third trimester. And that is the case for her.
And when the baby born is, how much test she gonna got to do?
Okay, so the baby will be considered an HIV exposed infant.
Right.
So, at birth, we will do what we call a DBS, a dry blood test.
And she's gonna be fine?
Yep, she's gonna be fine.
By the grace of God.
Once we've done the dry blood test and it is negative, we will repeat when baby's between 4 and 6 months old.
And once it's negative again?
A rapid test at 18 months. And once that's negative too, then the child will be transferred to a well clinic and will no longer be considered an HIV exposed infant.
Praise the Lord.
All right, although I know this information already, hearing it again gives me great sense of security.
But doctor, what does happen when some mothers come in and they're not virally suppressed like Unique?
If the viral load is high when the mother comes in to give birth, then she will have a C-section.
And what if the baby is HIV positive?
If the first test shows that the baby's HIV positive, then we do a confirmatory test. And once that is also positive, the baby goes on care and treatment.
Wow. Imagine being an infant and having HIV from birth.
Thankfully, there is care and treatment for all. And people with HIV can live a full and healthy life.
Times have really changed, eh? I remember when all of you were so afraid when this thing started hitting hard in Guyana in the 90s.
Indeed, the early days of HIV and AIDS were rough.
Yes.
Doctor, how soon you average I can give birth?
When we checked you before the epidural, you were 4 centimeters dilated. You have to be 8 to 10 centimeters to be fully dilated. We will do another check just now.
I just want to push this baby out and be done with it.
All right, I will be back shortly.
Doctor, just one more thing before you go.
Yes, Mrs. Coleman.
How is it that Unique now has the option to breastfeed?
Goes back to her being virally suppressed. Once a mother is virally suppressed and is adhering to care and treatment, she has that option.
Yes, but doctor, is it safe? Suppose she gets stressed out or something and...
All right, Granny, we can talk about it.
Is the doctor got to ask these questions, Unique? I don't want me great-grandchild to be in any sort of risk.
All right, Miss Dino, all
right. I will be right back. Please excuse me.
Unique, I know they say you could breastfeed now, but you got to think about long-term with this baby.
Granny, me and Kevin are still deciding what we should do. It wasn't an option before, but now it is. And it's the one thing I was sad about before. Breastfeeding is a great way of mothers to bond with their babies.
Yes, but you don't want to put your baby at risk.
Granny, even after the doctor explained?
I understand what the doctor said, but I am just sharing my concerns.
And we hear you, Miss Dino. At the end of the day, me and Unique are going to do what is best for our baby.
Good afternoon to all our members.
Maria, I talked to your father today while you were at the shop.
Nice. How's he doing?
Good. Good.
Okay.
I wanted to hear what he had to say about Annie coming to stay.
And what he said?
The decision is up to me.
Okay, so what you decide, Mommy?
You still not going to tell me what's going on with her?
I can't give you any details because I promised. But she has been hurt though.
Oh my.
It's really bad. I told you her life is at risk. Annie is quiet and she has suffered in silence for so long. But she doesn't want to suffer anymore. She wants to escape.
We should be teaching all our girls that they do not need to suffer in silence. I think we need to form some sort of organization for women and girls. I know maybe some already exist, but we need more.
I agree, Mommy.
It's upsetting what's going on.
So she could come and stay?
All right. For a little while, and then we take it from there. We got to come up with a plan for this child, and at some point, I've got to talk to her parents.
Okay.
And once she comes here, I have to know everything that is going on.
Okay, Mommy. I will tell her.
How is she leaving the village to come here, though?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna ask her.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Maria.
Yes, Mommy?
Is it a situation like what happened with you and Ralph?
Just wait till you talk with her. I promise you, you'll know everything.
Okay. I hope whoever has hurt your friend will pay.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.